$5 personal one-topping pizzas and $4 drink specials. You gotta hang now with Cofield & Company at Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch.
Jonathan Marchessault with a penalty shot opportunity in overtime and a chance to win the game. For Jonathan Marchessault, this is the first penalty shot chance of his career. And here he comes with a game on a stick to the net. Scores! Jonathan Marchessault on a penalty shot in overtime! And the Golden Knights win 4-3!
Fun night for Adam Hill and everyone at the Golden Knights game. Golden Knights win. Fun to cover winning teams. It's difficult when teams aren't doing so well. Ray Brewer's here. Ray has covered the Las Vegas sports scene for a long time from the Las Vegas Sun. So what's happening to UNLV football is sort of familiar, but it still sucks. And now we've got speculation that after losing to a winless team, dropping a fifth straight game, Tony Sanchez could be on the hot seat. Your take before we really deep dive on this. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's obviously justified. You can't lose to a previously winless team and not have people suggest that it's time to evaluate if the certain coach is right for the program moving forward. Do I think Tony's done enough to merit another season? Absolutely. I mean, I think that if you look at some of the infrastructure that he's put into place, he's got things much better than when he came in. Has it resulted in victories on the field? No. Is losing five in a row embarrassing? Yes, especially when you consider the amount of points they've given up. But I think he's done enough to get another crack at it. Somewhere you've got to upgrade the defense. They've only had two interceptions all year. They're giving up points every which way to Sunday. But I think he's done enough to get the program to respectability. I look at it, Steve and Adam, like you're building a house, right? It's just not the actual structure. You got to have your pipes and your sewer and all that other stuff. And I think he's done a good job of getting the pipes assembled. So now it's just a matter of making the house look a little pretty by winning some games.
Adam, has he done enough to warrant another year?
I think it just depends on – there's a lot of other factors. I mean, I was trying to think of a way to carry on Ray's house analogy of, like, it depends what street is – you know, how the people are building around. I won't go there. But there is a lot of other factors that go into whether he should be coaching or not. Like, I did like the direction the program was going before this year. They lose a starting quarterback who everything was kind of built around. It changes how it is. So from that perspective, if I was in place and I was running the athletic department, I would want to have him back for another year with his quarterback to see if the progress continued and how much of it was a factor of losing a quarterback and having the rest of the team fall apart. I would want to see that. Now, if I'm looking at other factors, other, you know, people that are giving us money are not going to give us money anymore or things like that, I might have to say, okay, well, if they want to make a change, they have to make, there's just so many other things.
Ray, let's ask Ray answer this. Who's the biggest power player in this? Is it the Fertittas who, you know, donated a boatload of money, like started? Is it the athletic director? Is it other boosters?
I think it's the athletic director. I think the Fertittas gave their $10 million and you're concerned that if you fire their guy, they may not give again, not only to football, but I don't think that Lorenzo's on the phone with Desiree saying, hey, listen, this is my guy. You got to keep him or else. I think this comes down to how many years does Tony have left on his contract? Can you afford to pay him and bring in somebody else that you're going to have to pay more? Because
people hate to hear this conversation, but it is a fact.
Yeah,
it is a factor. You don't just pull money from out of thin air. The buyout on this is $900,000. And if you want a coach, some of the coaches that are being named, he's going to make a lot more than the current, you know, $650,000 range that Tony Sanchez is making. So then you're committing the $900K to get out, and then you're probably going way in excess, I think, of $1 million for the next coach on a 4 or 5 year deal.
Again, there's so many factors that go into it. It's not just, hey, do we think this coach is going to be on the right path and taking us to the next level? If that was the case, these decisions would be very easy every year. It's not.
So you
the
do
case.
Think if it was just football coaching, it's an easy decision?
I think so.
That he just did.
I think so, because when you look at the fact that Armani Rodgers was who he built his entire team around, and then he got hurt. And you could say, well, maybe you shouldn't have done that. But I do think you were on a good track. Things went backward this year because Armani got hurt. Okay. But there's so many other factors that go into it. And I think the biggest factor that schools all around deal with and should deal with and sometimes don't think about, and I think it was a huge mistake in the basketball situation, who's taking the job? Who are you hiring? Do you have somebody lined up that's going to accept it next? Because if you just say, hey, we're going to get rid of Tony Sanchez. Okay, now we're going to start a process. Let's see who's going to take this or who we can hire next. And then it becomes, all right, maybe this guy will take the job. All right, let's see if we can get this guy. But if you have somebody lined up that you know is going to take it, then it becomes a much easier decision in that regard.
And I think that's the best point. You just can't get rid of a coach to get rid of him and then see who's out there. There has to be some kind of tangible plan, some kind of action that's going to be made to where you could upgrade. And I think at UNLV, it's a dollars and cents thing, right? Basketball is not going to start all of a sudden packing the arena. So your revenue stream is going to continue to go down. And there's just no money available. And what if UNLV again misses the NCAA tournament? What if there's some ugly losses? Are we going to be sitting here in February talking about, does Menzies get another crack at it? And if you get rid of Coach A, are you going to be able to get rid of Coach B? And that's another part of the equation. I think, you know, UNLV doesn't have money readily available like some of these Power 5 conferences. And I think with Sanchez, he's done such a good job of bringing money in and getting things structured the right way. I think he's earned an opportunity to have another season, as Adam said, with his quarterback. The thing I can't figure out, and I don't know football as well as you guys do, but with Rodgers there, obviously the offense keeps the ball longer and the defense is off the field. But does it make that big of a difference with your defense? Because the defense went from looking good in weeks 1-4 or looking formidable against USC to making the San Jose State quarterback look.
I don't think it's a great excuse. I understand what you're saying, that more ball control would help the defense. But I think Gillum's been okay, and I think he's getting better. And I think they're running a different offense now that has some dangerous elements. And, yeah, Lexington Thomas has – his production has gone down. You know, he's averaging about 70 yards a game. He was a top 10 rusher in the country when Armani was around. I also think they've developed a weapon who may be, if he stays around, one of the greatest offensive players in the history of the program, in Tylee Collins.
Yeah,
made up for some of the absence of Rodgers. I got to tell you, you watch Gillum run the offense, a more well balanced offense. It's not averaging 300 yards on the ground. It's averaging closer to 140, 150. There are certain things that Gillum does that I don't know that Armani could do. I'm not even sure that Armani would be able to take advantage of Tylee Collins jetting down the field. I don't know if he hits him on those passes.
Yeah,
story of this whole thing is building a defense, and they've had trouble building a defense over the years. Bischoff brought up some great numbers this morning when he was talking about this, that I think over time it's been something like 23 three-star players have come in on the offensive side versus 13 on the defensive side. And when you look at the 13, not many of them have been of great impact. They've had trouble recruiting the kind of defense you need to be at least a 500 team and also compete in the Mountain West Conference, where you've got a lot of good quarterbacks. That's it.
Yep.
That's a big part of what's going on right now. And I understand their depth has been really tested because they're just beat up at DB and safety. But, you're in year four now, and the defense should have been better.
It should have been, and they were showing signs that they might be. I think the downplaying of they went from 300 yards to about 140, that's a massive, massive difference.
But they've also gone up. They've also gone up like 170 yards in the air.
Right, but it's a different – they're doing it – they're passing when they're behind, and they're trying to catch up, and they're chasing points, and the defense doesn't really have the confidence that they're going to be able to do it. If they have to make plays every time – and that's a lot of pressure to put on a defense that thinks that they're not going to be able to score on the offensive side. I think you're putting that on the defense. Like, the defense is bad. So to say, I think they'd be really good if they had Armani Rodgers there. No, I don't. But I think that they would be a little better and they could play a little differently. not having to think that they have to keep teams to nothing. Instead, now they think that they have to try to limit teams all the time, and they're getting beat every single drive.
I mean, let's look at a big picture, though. In each of his previous seasons, he's increased the win total by a game, right? This year, obviously, a step back unless something crazy happens. I still think that there's progress being made. It's just defensively, it hasn't been there. And that's the one fault. If he comes back, which it looks like Adam thinks he should, and I think he should, and you probably think he should too, Steve, do you change the narrative a little bit? I mean, you've already brought in a new defensive coordinator. Are you going to bring in a third defensive coordinator? Are you going to change the voice there again? Are you going to attack it the same just with Rodgers back in the lineup? And I think that needs to be part of the conversation when you ask about potentially making a change.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, you guys made a great point 3 minutes ago on coming up with a plan for your coaching future, if it's Tony Sanchez or if it's someone else. If in the next, I would say, a few more weeks, past a few more weeks, if there's a discussion with power brokers and the statement that Adam said a few minutes ago, maybe this person will take it, then Sanchez has to stay. There's no maybe. Like, if you're going to do that, then you need certainty. Because that's exactly what happened to the basketball program, and all the maybes turned out to be no's, and it was a total freaking disaster. There has to be something solid in place and a plan and a yes. You know you have a confirmed yes from someone.
Yep. I would totally agree.
These searches begin now.
Yeah.
When you're a perennial two-win program, and that's kind of where they're headed this season, I think there's some merit in giving somebody that non-traditional extra year with hopes of some consistency. I don't think that 3 or 4 years is enough to totally transform everything. I think we're in this era of you have to win in sport, regardless of the sport, regardless of the level of sport, and there's no room to have that patience to get to the next level.
The mitigating circumstance here is that they do have a kind of an artificial deadline of the stadium opening in 2020. You don't want to have a new coach coming in there trying to build from scratch then. So it would be helpful if you have decided you're making a switch. It's not, well, let's give him 1 more year and just find out. If you're going to make the switch, do it. Have a guy in place and give him a year to try to build something before you go into the new stadium and have nobody going to a huge stadium.
And by the way, on that whole maybe thing, don't repeat the mistake of the school with Dave Rice, where they really weren't committed. I mean, I think you have to have like 80-90% commitment on the side of Sanchez. That was like a 51-49 in support of Rice, and you saw it. Then the 49 won out halfway through the season, and they pulled the plug in January. If he's back, then you're committed for the entire year. Plain and simple.
If you bring him back, you need to throw all of your resources and commitment behind him in his program. Absolutely.
Ray Brewer's here. Nice enough to join us at Pizza Rock from the Las Vegas Sun. Maybe we have to make this a regular thing. You check in on Mondays. We get you some pizza at the end of your workday. You're right around the corner here at the Las Vegas Sun. You're going to be on the west side tomorrow. Red Rock is the location as you're doing another high school basketball media day.
Correct, and looking forward to it. We've talked about this every time you have me in, just the sheer amount of good players that we have in Las Vegas and the slew of players we have right now in high school basketball is as good as I've ever seen. Julian Strother at Liberty, Jaden Hardy at Coronado, two guys who have a chance to do something really special when they get older. Strother, just a junior. His sister Paris plays at UNLV. He's being heavily recruited by the Rebels. Jaden Hardy, only a sophomore. He could be the best player in town. His brother Amari is at UNLV right now. So those are two of some of the players we're going to see tomorrow at our event at Red Rock Resort. Very cool thing for the kids to come and preview the season.
You mentioned some of the big names to keep an eye on. How competitive is the season going to be in terms of vying for state championship and regionals?
Well, I mean, Gorman, the multi-defending state champs, leaders in the clubhouse. Isaiah Cottrell, their big guy, is as good as it gets. Noah Tate's on the wing. Zion Collins, a great point guard and defender. But there's some teams in the conversation that are going to give him a great challenge. Coronado, they've got Hardy, who could single-handedly take over a game. They have a freshman, Richard Pop Isaacs, who's got an offer from UNLV already. A big post player, Tyrell. They call him Fat Daddy.
I like that.
Yeah, good nickname. And Clark, they've got the Jalen Hill kid who's going to Oklahoma. Frankie Collins, a point guard with the UNLV offer. Ian Alexander, a kid who tore his ACL last year in the playoffs and working his way back. Antoine Jackson, a kid who's going to Arkansas State. So these teams, these top-end teams, they have some guys that could get after it. And the thing about high school basketball is those eight-minute quarters go pretty quick. If you get a team that that misses a few shots and a team that gets hot, then you're playing catch-up. And you look at a team like Gorman, Noah Tates is like an elite shooter. But if he gets cold and they settle for the threes, maybe a Clark or a Coronado could get hot and go take them. Unlike football, there's a chance to beat Big Bad Gorman.
Follow Ray tomorrow, all the time, at RayBrewer21 on Twitter. Get updates at Las Vegas Sun on what's going on with the media day tomorrow in the evening at Red Rock. Ray, I want to get you on soon, so let's talk more about getting you over here to Pizza Rock more often. On these Mondays, we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll come up with a pick before we hand it off to the national feed for Monday Night Football.